This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. I've come today to a location that we've never been to on RÚV English Radio. It's right at the heart of the city. It is open all year round, and even on a blustery, wet day like today, it's a Wednesday morning, it's open and a chance for you to see some wonderful animals having a lovely time here in the centre of Reykjavik. And my two guests today at the Park and Zoo here in the centre of the city. Just introduce yourselves.
Unnur Sigurðardóttir.
Hi, and I'm Sigrun Inna Sigurðardóttir.
Thank you both very much for your time today. We're about to step outside, where, as I say, it's a bit windy and a bit wet. But 11 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, what's open here before we go outside?
Visitors can see all of the animals and pet them and see where they are fed. But the family park section is actually closed. That is, all the rides are closed, but the area is open so people can go and play in those rides or those equipments. Mm-hmm. Then don't need any staff.
And so the family park area, which is closed just now, but it's over and above the zoo. It's a chance for, as the name suggests, families to come down and enjoy themselves.
Yeah, so that's more open during the summertime and very popular for kids to come here and ride the carousel and train and stuff like that. But as we said, the animal section of the zoo is always open all year round, actually. So, yeah, from 10 to 5.
Good stuff. Well, let's step outside then and start our journey around this zoo. And it's sometimes translated in English as the petting zoo. We hear that name being used when we talk about this zoo in English. And that's because there are animals here that you can go up and stroke and pet.
Yeah, it's like a petting zoo section of a greater zoo. Yeah, you can pet the animals as long as they would like to be pet.
Yes. And which animals can you do that with?
So I would usually say that the cows are really into being pet, and the goats. You can also walk towards the pigs, and if all the animals walk towards you, you're able to pet them, as well as the horses and the sheep. But our wild animals that we have here, like the seals, foxes, and reindeer, they're not of course, possible to pet.
No, but they must be a bit more friendly and tame than other foxes and reindeer, I guess, because they see humans all the time.
Yes, definitely. So you're able to see them up close, and, I mean, it's a really special interaction that you can get with these animals. Definitely, yeah.
And what do people say then when they have the chance to do that, to go up close to these animals?
They, of course, find it excited because people in Reykjavik, they are not used to having these animals around.
Yes.
And we also find that the space between the city and the countryside is getting wider and wider.
Yes. And maybe even though Iceland is a very beautiful country with much going on outdoors, there may well be children that come along who've never had a chance to see animals like this.
Yes, exactly.
So over to the left here. We have a seal waddling along inside its enclosure, and you can maybe hear there a man is currently using a jet hose to clean the seal's area. I can see another one there. How many seals live in this enclosure?
Yeah, we have two seals, two male seals, and the seal pool is being cleaned at the moment, so they are hanging out on the beach side of the enclosure, waiting for the water to come back.
How often do they get cleaned then, or how often does this area get cleaned?
Maybe two times a month.
I think it's even less now.
Yeah, okay.
So they have started to let, especially during the winter, it doesn't get as dirty as quickly. So they try to do it as few times as possible, but of course as needed.
Well, the seals seem to be very patient. They obviously know what's going on, so they're waiting for their home to be cleaned so they can go back to where they want to be. I think we're going to step out of the wind now, aren't we? Into the building ahead of us. It's a long green building, and there's a picture of a pig outside, maybe a clue as to what we're going to find inside as we go in through the door here, which is trying to close in front of us. And there are some crates and pens. I can smell the animals, but I can't see many. Oh, here we go. These are the cows.
Yeah. So here we have our three cows at the moment. We have Mæling, who is a female cow, and then also Eya. And then her calf, actually, Rjómi, who is our bull. Or, he's a castrated bull that we have.
And why are they inside, and how long do they spend inside?
They are inside almost all day long this time of year, but they go outside every morning while the house is being cleaned. But during the summer, they are outside all day because then we have some grass. We are actually one of the few zoos in the world that are able to have our animals outside as much as they do.
Well, one of them is almost asleep, I think, looking very chilled. One is chewing the cud, literally, and, and the younger one here at the end is doing as her mum is doing, I think.
Yeah, they're both chewing their cud, ruminating,
And when they're outside and they spend time with humans, not many cows are petted, I suppose, by humans. How do they respond?
This one, they like it.
They like it.
Yeah. They're used to it. They've grown to it.
Over here, this is why we saw the pig outside, or at least the picture of the pig on the outside of the building. There are two pigs looking even more relaxed than the cows are. One is fast asleep and the other's not far off.
Yeah. So here we have two sows, or two females, Anna and Elsa. So they're named after the frozen princesses. And as you can see, they are sleeping in one side of their pen. And this is actually one of the few farm animals or domesticated animals we have that is potty trained. Okay. So they have their bathroom over here, and then they sleep in the, you know, the hay and the soft bedding that they have.
And again, when would these pigs be outside?
As long as the weather is good, they are able to go outside. Often the door is just opened, and they can choose if they're open in or outside. And also during the cleaning, they are put outside.
Well, they've got a good life here. They've got everything they need.
Yeah. I think those are the happy pigs, most happiest pigs in Iceland.
They're certainly relaxed, yes. Yeah, I mean, they didn't seem to move at all or react when we came in, and certainly not in a bad way at all. And are these animals that can be petted? Are these on the petting list?
Yeah, as long as you go carefully around their mouth,
and
it's fine.
Well, I almost don't want to disturb her at all by seeing if she's... This is a female, isn't it? She is ignoring me completely.
She's just taking her nap, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to disturb her then. I'll leave her to it because she seems... Oh, here we go. Her head has, her head is now coming up. She's stretching. She's obviously realised there is some petting on the go. She's having a yawn. I think she's been asleep, maybe. So everything is... You can hear her there. Pointed the microphone at her and she stopped talking. Okay, we'll leave her, leave her for just now.
We actually encourage our students that come to educational
school groups.
School groups, yes.
Yeah.
We encourage them to pet them and feel how hard their hair are, because they were used as a toothbrush in the early days.
Okay.
Not by us, but people way before.
How old are these animals?
So I think they came, let me check.
2 years old.
Yeah, 2 years old. 2023 they came as pen mates. I'm not sure if they're sisters or not, but
Anna and Elsa, the sisters.
Yeah, that's true.
And were they born here or did they come from somewhere else?
They came from a farm.
Lucky pigs.
When we get school groups, we of course talk about farm animals and each one, and we also mention that of course pigs are the ones that don't really get to go outside, so these ones are the very lucky ones that get to live this type of life.
How important is that then, with particularly with school groups, younger people, when they come here? It's about recognizing that Iceland is of course based on farming. Lots of meat is eaten. It's not all about being able to pet pigs in a lovely sort of secure environment. How important is education about farming and animal welfare?
We of course think it's really important, one of the most important things that we can do, because otherwise you
don't know where your food comes
from. Exactly.
Yes.
So we say things as they are.
And so these pigs then ultimately, they will be here for as long as they live, or will they be returned to a farm to live out their days? What will happen?
No, they live here as long as they live, and we enjoy having it that way, of course. But yeah, of course, with the school groups, we find it really important to talk about how amazing these animals are, of course, but also that they learn about, you know, why these animals are farm animals today and for what reason. So we go over these many, many different facets of farm animals.
Are they intelligent? Because people say that pigs are intelligent. Can you see that in them, in their behavior?
Extremely intelligent.
Yeah.
Yeah. More intelligent than people.
Really? Well, they've got a great life, so I think what they're doing is working out very well for them. I think this one is just on the edge of being awake. I'm not going to disturb her, though, because she obviously is not leaping up to be petted. So we'll go out at the other side of this building, where the cows and the pigs are. Back out into the outdoors. There are more pens here, empty at the moment. What would usually be in here, or who would be in here?
This is the outside area for the pigs, so they can go outside and inside through these doors as they wish when the weather is good enough.
What about today? Because it's a bit windy, a bit blustery. Would those doors be open today if they want to go out?
Yeah, it's a good pigs weather today.
Yeah. Yes, I think it
that's a saying
is,
that we have. Yeah.
There's a black cat running around. Is that part of the zoo?
Yeah, this is one of our cats, Tausi. He's having a stroll in the outside pig enclosure, taking a look. I think the pigs were outside yesterday, so maybe some interesting smells to check out.
Yes. How do the different animals get on with each other?
It depends. So we don't always mix them together, but I mean, the cats we can't really control, so they do try out going inside some of the enclosures. But yeah. I feel like most of our animals are pretty calm and used to a bunch of different things, so they usually get, along together.
Yes. And they're all getting along with humans, of course, because they have that interaction, as we said. So into a different building now. There's a horse outside, various other animals pictured on the outside of this building. So I'm going to see at least a horse. Oh, there's a goat. Lots of goats looking at me all of a sudden. There are four in here. One white, five. Oh, yes, one is hidden at the back. So one is grey, one is white. The other three are black and brown. They've all got horns on their head, and they all look quite curious. They're looking at me as I come in.
Yes, these are, I think, my favorite mammals in the zoo.
Why?
Because they're just fun to hang out with, and they're curious and can be a bit pushy, but can't.
Can't control them.
Yes.
Are they aggressive? You say pushy. Are they aggressive, or are they just very excitable?
So we like to compare the kids, the young or offspring that they have, to puppies a little bit, because they jump on you, they headbutt you, they gnaw your clothes. So they have a lot of character. They're not as shy as, you know, lambs can be.
Yeah.
But yeah, that goes on when they get older. So they can be hard to keep in enclosures and stuff like that, and are a bit more independent. So they can run off if you're trying to herd them.
Yes.
So yeah, they're a very fun animal to keep.
And one is there licking a salt lick, I assume, at the back. When it comes to petting them, do you encourage guests to wait to see if the animals want to be petted, or how does that work?
Yes, we always encourage our guests to let the animal choose if they want to be pet.
Yes.
It's not our decision.
Yes. None of them have chosen yet today to be petted, it seems.
And actually, when the zoo was first opened and all the outdoor area was being formed, then the idea about it was that they can always go behind the stone and behind that hill to keep away from the guests, to take a break, yes.
So they know they've got a safe space.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah. And they've also learned that getting pets is wonderful. So you do get the fun experience of them walking towards you and getting a nice head scratch or something. Yeah. So, yeah.
Large groups of children can be, I guess, quite noisy and quite scary for an animal. So presumably the kids are told to behave themselves. But even then, a big noisy group of people could be scary for an animal.
Yeah, that's the first thing that we go do when we greet a school group, is to tell them the importance of being kind to the animals and calm around them.
Yes. But kids must get very excited when they see all these animals.
Yes, definitely. But we do have a fun program where it's called Vinnumotnar, or like work mornings, where sixth graders can come and clean the areas with us in the morning and also learn about the animals. And that's, I think, just one of the few experiences some kids have, just to come and take care of animals, like farm animals.
Yeah.
Because in Iceland, it used to be a big thing where kids were sent out to the countryside to work on a farm for maybe a month or something. But this has become, you know, very, it's not done as much anymore. So that's one of the fun things that kids get to experience and also learn to, you know, be calm around the animals.
Yes.
And that they definitely sense how you feel.
Well, I'm being stared at by really intensely by at least two rams. I don't know what I've done. Why are they staring at me?
This one is the ram over there. Okay. The one is alone. These are his females.
Yeah, there's ewes.
Ewes, exactly. Okay. So some of them have horns, but some of them don't.
And I just sort of very gently just put my hand on the edge of the enclosure here to see if they want to be petted, but there's no sign that they do.
Yeah, I think we've come at a time when all the animals are taking a little nap or relaxing. So they do have, I feel like, their own little schedule going on. So as we've seen, all of them have been lying down that we've walked past. I guess the goats are now ready to be pet.
There's one rubbing itself against the bar here. So how do I do this? Just put my hand gently?
So I like to offer my hand, and they just stand completely still and stare at you when they want to be pet. So she's definitely offering a nice pet, and they just stay still, and you can always...
You can tell where the eye is closing
petting,
gently as well,
and see if they move towards you, and she does move toward me, so I just keep on petting. So it's good always to offer...
But she knows you, she doesn't know me,
that's
so I wonder
true.
If maybe
so,
the microphone will be... Hello? Does she like that?
I think she does.
She's
very happy.
Hello? What's her name?
This is Grima, I think.
Grima?
I remember. Yeah.
Do they know their names? Like dogs and maybe cats?
No, not so. Really. But we're doing some training with one of them, and I'm gonna try and teach her name. Mm-hmm. So this one here, the dominant female, Siva. So possibly. We'll
are the goats as stubborn as we think that they are? Do they have their own minds? Do they only do what they want to do?
Yes, they do. And farmers say that it's much more difficult to keep goats in their enclosures than they do sheep. Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to find out who's making all the noise that you heard a few minutes ago. So who do we have here?
Three young goats and then three young sheep or ewes. And we call it in Icelandic, we call it gimbrar.
Mm-hmm. And they've come right up to be petted or at least to see what's going on.
And these ones are just held here because we don't want them to give offsprings this spring. So they're taking the year off.
What are you saying? They never quite speak when you want them to.
Yeah.
They're microphone shy, I think. And are these slightly older animals in here?
So no, these are the young females.
Now they're all running away.
Yeah, they're a bit aloof at this age, I would say, and not as used to being in a zoo. So, but I feel like they're getting on and getting used to it pretty well. Yeah. So they will join the other or the herds that we have here. Later this summer when we start to put them outside and then they'll just be with their herd after that. But while they're still young, they are kept separate.
Okay. So far then we've seen pigs and cows and many goats in here. We saw a cat as well wandering around. We maybe don't have time to see all of the animals and see everything that's here at this facility, but which other animals are here?
We have actually seen most of those who can be petted. We have horses outside. And we have some rabbits and guinea pigs that can be petted. Mm-hmm. And then so we have the Icelandic hens, the settler's hens, reindeers. They do not want to be pet.
No.
Foxes and, and then we saw the seals. And then we have a small section of amphibians, reptiles, and some insects.
And as we said, there's also the family area here. I know that at Christmas time it becomes a winter wonderland and people can come and enjoy this whole space. What other events or opportunities are there throughout the year for people to come if they want to see the zoo, but they also want to be in the family park?
Yeah, so we have some different events over the whole year. And we do have some exciting things coming up, hopefully in the next... both this upcoming spring, but also the years to come. So we always just recommend listeners and guests to check our website where we put in news and events, but also our social media platforms where we post things and also just to have some fun, cute animal content that we're posting there. But I also wanted to talk about our app that we have, the Locatify app. So we have an app where guests that come to visit can actually choose between many different guided tours and walk around the park and listen to information on the animals, both in English and Icelandic, but also a few treasure hunts as well for kids to try out.
And this is a great facility for people in the city, for people in Iceland, but all year round now, of course, Iceland is a tourist attraction, a tourist country. Do you find that more people who are here on holiday are finding the zoo and coming to it?
Yes. But during the winter, we maybe get most guests when their trips are being cancelled due to weather.
Yes.
Then they come to visit the zoo.
Because you're always open here, aren't you?
Yes, we are open 365 days a year.
Okay.
366 if there's leap year.
Christmas Day as well?
Yes.
Okay. And who comes here on Christmas Day?
Surprisingly, a lot of people. Yeah. It's like a tradition with many families to come here just to cool off before opening the gifts or cool off after you've opened them. So, yes.
Yeah, I suppose, especially for young kids, it would be quite exciting to be here on Christmas Day, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So the zookeepers or the animal caretakers have to come here. They have to take care of the animals. So they are here every single day. And even though the entrance isn't open, we open the gates. So it's free to come in on those days that few people are here.
And you're right in the heart of the city if you're listening and you know where Laugardalslaug is, for example, the biggest swimming pool in Iceland, very close to that, very close to the heart of the city. Not hard to find, but maybe you haven't yet found it, maybe you've not been here. So we'll put a link up to the website of the zoo on the page accompanying this show from Roof English Radio. Thanks to both of you, and thanks to the animals who are still making their presence felt.
Yeah, thank you.
Great to talk to you both today. It's Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.